Morning all, just out for a stroll on a very crisp frosty morning with Poppy going to the woods. It's quite a lovely morning actually, and the fact that it's so crispy means she won't be able to roll in any soft pats because they'll all be nice and crispy and hard. So yeah, it's a good time of day to get out with the dog. Also got a day of sorting the office out and getting down to it. Had a day out yesterday, pottering about kind of around 30 miles from the house, looking for different local producers to stop by and check out. checked in with a few on Love Fresh, still in closed beta, but that's because we're preparing to release the next version for the closed beta, getting it right, talking to investors, doing things that actually going public doesn't suit us for the time being. We need to get our stall set out properly to give the best impression when we launch. We were going for a minimum viable product, but the core proposition of simply being able to check in at fresh food producers, whilst for us the most important element of the app, isn't going to lead to the most glowing reviews because it would just be a very basic location service. So we've built it up and it's looking a lot better and working a lot better, and crashes are down to a minimum, that kind of thing. So yeah, I went out to the check-in with some places and was pleased, technically speaking, that the app coped well with lack of signal, that kind of thing. I was able to cache check-ins and just leave the app open and it loaded up as soon as we hit 3G. But the day presented a deeper problem, really, which is not locally focused. It's nationwide, I suspect, and that is that there is an element out there that sees the public approval of locally produced and procured foods, but doesn't quite get it. They, however, get it enough to paste it on the signs outside their business and put it on their promotional material. What they haven't quite got yet is the need to make sure that they have consistent local supplies, make sure that they keep up the efforts, and their chefs keep up the efforts, and their suppliers keep up the efforts to make that supply chain viable for everyday business. And what you seem to see happening around places, or what seems to be a trend, is that they have a big sign saying locally sourced produce outside, and you go in and they've got 300 product lines and four of them are locally sourced and the rest are just either slightly more artisan big brands or bog standard stuff, you know, bog standard fruit and veg with no provenance attached. So I'm up north, obviously, and I feel a little bit conscious of coming across as the stuck-up southerner, despite the fact I grew up here for 18 years. So it's an awkward conversation, really, because my jaw drops when I find out that their lettuce and tomatoes are from Cornwall, a little bit. Or, indeed, and that's a good case, because in many cases they haven't got a clue where the stuff's from. They've just got it from the wholesalers, and yet they're trading as farm shops, or they're trading as pubs that secure everything they can locally. When, you know, I know those crops particularly available all year round locally, grown under various different methods of agriculture, including hydroponics, to ensure that supply. I approve of those forms of agriculture. I don't see the need to look away from science when it comes to solving our sustainability need. I think that it provides a lot of the answers, especially for urban growing, that kind of thing, especially after what I saw in Farm London, Farm Shop in Dalston. You know, they've got a couple of different systems, aquaponics and hydroponics, all set up, ready to go. And the potential's clear, you know, the potential for providing either seedling stock or, you know, fully grown crops in a small footprint, if repeated on a big enough scale, it could do an awful lot of good for our communities and our urban environments. just from the kind of connection that people get from seeing their food growing, being part of that process. Anyway, drifting a little bit there. The main point of this boo is what constitutes local. It's a concept that we have talked about at length at Love Fresh, because we're aware of differing views. We kind of have settled on one possibly self-serving view, and it pretty much is best summarised by saying, if something hasn't had to be shipped on a plane or to a central warehouse and back, covering the length and breadth of the country twice, then to some extent we'd be satisfied that it could be described as local food. We don't want to be too idealistic in how we define things at Love Fresh, because we want to encourage people to love local food, not to feel guilty every time they buy something from Cornwall or Scotland when they're living in the north, or you know, the extremes of the country for where they are. And we also, of course, acknowledge that there are crops that aren't available in this country, and whilst I would say, you know, don't necessarily need to use them, then there's plenty of other things that are. There are things like herbs and spices and stuff that, you know, you're just not going to get over here. And there are other things that we all enjoy eating that are required to be imported. I don't think there's a problem with that. I think that the balance needs to shift so that there's less of that stuff and more stuff that's produced to feed communities around the producer. So my idea of local, really, by a strict definition, would be about 50 miles maximum. But by, you know, from an ideological point of view, I can stretch that to UK-wide. But I would certainly say that if it's going to be stretchable UK-wide for a business trading on the name local food, then at least they should make the effort to label things properly and say where it's come from. You know, maybe explain they know the producer and he's got a really good method and he's forward-thinking and interested in sustainable agriculture. At least give us some message, because they've dragged us into the premises on the basis that their food's local, and so we're obviously interested in provenance when we attend. And to just ignore that once you get through the doors, it's irritating to me, because it's a wasted journey. But more than that, it's fraud, isn't it? It's mis-selling. I don't know. It's concerning anyway. Something that we won't be seeing the last of at Love Fresh, obviously living and breathing this stuff. Something we won't be ignoring either. It highlights a possible need for certification of places, and without making that too corporate or onerous, I'd like to think that Love Fresh can have play a part in that in the future, because the tech's perfect for it, and the circumstances are that it's needed. Some sort of, you know, we're not talking about an organic seal here or a working condition seal. We're just saying, if you're going to trade on the term local, then believe in it, you know, and show us some proof you believe in it. But walking through the doors of one particular farm shop yesterday, which I won't name because that would be awkward, they're local. They're the biggest in the area, and there's massive car park expanded for their increasing customer load. And aside from the fact that a lot of that is down to their turning parts of their premises into a gift shop and a market gardens, that kind of thing, that's just enterprising. The actual food side, which is where, you know, is what people would have recommended others visit them for, is woefully disappointing. Not just in the quantity of local food, which wasn't great, I have to say. They made an effort where they could, but they didn't appear to make much effort. But it was their attention to it, which was frankly apparently non-existent. It was, you know, there was no kind of clear labelling anywhere. There was no there was a lot of local products bundled in with clearly imported products, but without any labelling on. And so it was a confusing experience to me, and frustrating talking to the owner. You know, he just looks at the whole thing and says, putting a sign saying local out there is pure win. Whereas I see it as being something much more sinister, because if I want to shop for local ingredients, then I don't want to be missold things. Otherwise, it just makes a farce of the whole thing. And the other thing is, we're not doing Love Fresh out of any particular drive to be eco-kings or sustainability warriors. We're doing it because we love food. You know, we love eating good food. We love finding good food better. And that's the main drive, but, you know, you do have to say that once you're submerged in this stuff, there's no getting away from the fact that you develop an even greater level of passion for it than you had before. And I think that it's insulting to go to food suppliers that claims to be local, and that you have to really struggle hard to find any local produce, and find that things like the pickled onions, which are labelled up as their own, you know, you take the fancy dressing off the cap and they're not their own at all. They're just mass-produced pickled onions labelled as farmhouse homemade pickled onions. Now, I just think that's disgusting. Anyway, it wasn't a fight I was going to have in the places yesterday, but it's certainly not something that we can avoid at Love Fresh, or something that we'd want to avoid. It's something we'll be addressing properly, I think. Campaigning on, no less. But anyway, I don't want to mix the two, really, politics and Love Fresh. I want Love Fresh to just be about enjoying fresh local food. I just find it frustrating, and I know that people using the app are going to find it frustrating when they actually make inquiries about food sold as local and find that it isn't, by any definition, local. So, yes, rant over. It's too early for thinking. That's it, full stop. My brain's not working. But yeah, it just really has shown me that despite the complications of the tech and making the web framework and everything else, there are much deeper complications in our culture of agriculture in the UK, our culture of consuming. And I wonder if it's, you know, most people just go and buy something from somewhere with a sign that says shop local out of some kind of quick need to satisfy some sense of worthiness. A quick fix, go in, shop says local outside, don't need to worry once you're in, it is local, buy what you like, come out feeling better about yourself because you've supported the local economy, and go to work. That's a bit of a worry if that's the psychology driving people's consideration of a more sustainable agriculture ecosystem in the UK and worldwide. I suspect that in places like France and Spain, they get the local provenance thing a lot more. They appreciate going to different parts of the country and having distinctly different foods because that's what grows there. And I suspect that there's a hell of a lot of people in the UK that do the same, but that find it so frustrating and difficult that ultimately it's not worth asking too many questions because life becomes a grind. And I don't think it should be that sort of effort to secure yourself a less carbon-hungry, more tasteful, more community-focused food supply. I know the farmers I've spoken to are convinced to great extents. You know, they get frustrated with supplying locally simply because of the fact their farm's in the middle of nowhere and aren't located very well and have no real method of communicating with the buying public, and so they end up doing a deal with a large supermarket. But they certainly, their ideology, you know, they love their land, they love their animals. None of them want to do anything but the best for either But it's economic drivers and pressure that make them turn to the various other options. Certainly all the GM farmers around here that grow animal feed do so because Monsanto made it very hard for them to get non-GM feed in the past. And now they're there, you know, now they're growing GM feed. They know it's going to take them 5 years to clean fields to grow otherwise. And they've seen the benefits and they're definitely there. It does mean their market's limited to animal feed, but it means that they can pay their mortgage every year with some level of certainty, when a kind of more micro market for them would be a lot more effort and a lot more uncertain. So, oh my goodness, 15 minutes. I better stop. I thought this was 5 minutes. Anyway, if you've got to this point, I'm very surprised if you have, but if you have, you're a star. And I'll boo you later. Cheers.